Hey, everybody, and welcome to a deep dive on those Medicare changes coming up in 2025.
Yeah.
We got your notes right here on that PDF, Medicare Changes 2025, so let's just unpack it all.
Yeah, we're going to break down all those key changes, what they really mean, and how they could actually impact your own healthcare costs.
Okay, so this PDF, it highlights some pretty big shifts, and I know a lot of people are feeling kind of overwhelmed, so let's just jump right in. One of the things that really caught my eye was the change to out-of-pocket costs for medications.
Oh, absolutely. And starting in 2025, there's going to be a hard cap on what you pay out-of-pocket for Part D drugs.
Part D, that's the prescription drug part of Medicare, right?
Exactly. That's the one. So instead of potentially facing like unlimited costs, you'll have a very clear limit, $2,000 per year.
Wow, I bet that brings a lot of peace of mind for people. Can you imagine knowing your absolute maximum spend on medications for the entire year?
Absolutely. And it gets even better. You'll have the option to spread out those out-of-pocket costs in monthly installments over the year. No more getting hit with a huge bill all at once.
That's huge, especially for people living on a fixed income. Speaking of keeping things manageable, there's also some good news on vaccines, right? I saw something about that in the PDF as well.
Yeah, you're right. The changes to vaccine coverage are a big win for preventative care. Starting in 2025, vaccines recommended by the ACIP, that's that Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, will be completely free under Part D.
Okay, so hold on. For those of us who haven't memorized every part of Medicare, could you remind me what falls under Part D again?
You got it. Part D is specifically for your prescription drugs, so we're talking about things like medications you'd pick up at the pharmacy.
Got it. Okay, so back to those free vaccines. Which ones are we talking about here?
Think shingles, whooping cough, those vaccines that you like really don't want to skip. They're important for staying healthy, but they can be pricey. And now with this change, cost won't be a barrier anymore.
That's a huge relief for a lot of people. No more choosing between your health and your wallet, at least when it comes to these important vaccines.
Exactly. And remember, this is on top of the other vaccines already covered under Medicare, like your flu shot. It's all about keeping you healthy and preventing, you know, bigger problems down the road.
Okay, so we've covered the out-of-pocket max, the free vaccines. What else is in store for folks? What really stood out to me, and I bet this caught your eye too, is the news about insulin. It feels like we've been talking about the cost of insulin forever.
You're absolutely right. It's a major issue. And finally, some real progress is being made. This new law establishes a hard cap on how much you pay for insulin under Medicare.
Okay, so let's talk numbers. What can people actually expect to pay?
Starting in 2025, if you get your insulin through Part D, you'll pay no more than $35 for a month's supply. That's a game changer for so many people who rely on insulin to manage their health.
And just to clarify, that $35 cap applies to all types of insulin, right?
That's right. Whether you use vials, pens, or a pump, you're covered by that $35 cap. It doesn't matter if you get a one-month supply or stock up for 3 months, that same monthly cap applies.
This must be a huge weight lifted for folks who've been struggling to afford their insulin. It's almost like they can finally breathe a sigh of relief.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember, even if you qualify for Extra Help, that's a program that helps low-income Medicare beneficiaries afford their prescriptions, you're still covered by this $35 cap. So it's like a safety net on top of a safety net.
Wow. So no matter what, you're not paying more than $35 a month for your insulin. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But it gets even better, right? But PDF mentions something about Part B coverage, too.
You're on top of it. Starting in 2025, if you use an insulin pump and get your insulin through Part B, which covers durable medical equipment, you'll also have that same $35 monthly cap.
So no matter how you get your insulin, whether through Part B or Part D, that $35 monthly cap applies. What a game changer. And it sounds like this could have a ripple effect on people's lives, freeing up their budget for other essentials.
Absolutely. And speaking of costs, there are even more changes coming to how much you'll pay out of pocket for other medications.
So we're talking about, like, even more ways to save on medications. Tell me everything.
Well, for starters, the catastrophic coverage phase in Part D is getting a bit of a makeover in 2024.
Okay. Catastrophic coverage. That sounds kind of intense. Remind me what that is again.
It's like, you know, reaching the finish line in a good way. It's that point when you've spent a certain amount on medications out of pocket, and then Medicare steps in to cover a larger share of the costs for the rest of the year.
Ah, okay. So you've paid your dues and now you're getting a break.
Exactly. And the good news is, starting in 2024, once you hit that catastrophic coverage phase, you won't have to pay any more co-payments or co-insurance on your covered drugs for the rest of the year.
That's huge. Especially for folks with chronic conditions who need multiple medications throughout the year.
Absolutely. It provides some much-needed breathing room in their budget. And then there's another kind of interesting detail in this PDF about potential savings on certain Part B drugs and biologicals.
Okay, now you're just teasing me. Part B, that's the one that covers doctor visits and things, right? So what does that have to do with saving money on medications?
Good catch. You're right. Part B typically covers things like doctor visits and outpatient care, but it also covers certain drugs like some infusions you'd get at a doctor's office and some injectable medications too.
Ah, okay, I'm with you. So what's changing with those Part B medications?
Well, the PDF mentions that you might pay a lower coinsurance amount for certain Part B drugs and biologicals if their prices have gone up faster than inflation.
That makes sense. So it's like Medicare is trying to keep those costs in check for folks. But how would people even know which drugs qualify for those lower coinsurance amounts?
That's the thing. The specific drugs and the potential savings can actually change every quarter.
Wow, that's a lot to keep track of.
You're telling me. It's definitely worth checking in, like periodically throughout the year, to see if any of the medications you take are on that list. It might feel like a small detail, but those savings could really add up, especially, again, for someone on a fixed income.
Absolutely. Every bit counts. So we've covered the out-of-pocket maximum, the free vaccines, the insulin cap, and now even potential savings on certain Part B drugs. It's a lot to take in, but it sounds like a lot of positive changes for people on Medicare.
It really does feel like a breath of fresh air. But we've saved the best for last, the part that truly has the potential to shake things up. For the first time ever, Medicare can directly negotiate drug prices with those big pharmaceutical companies.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. This is huge, right? I remember hearing something
Yeah.
about this, but it felt almost too good to be true.
It's a big deal, and it's about time. They're starting by, flexing their negotiating muscles on 10 high-cost medications.
Okay, give me the details. Which drugs are we talking about here?
We're talking about some big names, medications you might even recognize, like Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto. Those are all blood thinners, and even insulin products like Fiasp and Novolog.
Wow, those are some heavy hitters. These are medications people rely on every single day.
Exactly. And they often come with a hefty, hefty price tag. But here's the catch, and this is important. Those negotiated prices won't actually go into effect until 2026.
Okay, so a bit of a waiting game. But still, knowing those negotiations are happening is a step in the right direction. And this is just the beginning, right? I mean, there are thousands of medications out there. What's the plan for tackling those?
You're right. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
The PDF actually lays out a timeline for how they're going to ramp up those negotiations. So in 2025, they'll select another 15 Part D drugs for negotiation, and those lower prices will kick in 2027.
Okay, so that's 25 drugs down, but you're right, there are so many more out there. What happens after that?
They're really picking up the pace. In 2026, they'll focus on another 15 drugs, and this time they'll be covering both Part B and Part D with those negotiated prices taking effect in 2028.
Wow, so they're really like expanding the scope each year. It feels like a real turning point in how we approach drug pricing in this country. But what about beyond 2028? Does the PDF offer any insight into the long-term plan?
It does, and it's good news. From 2027 onwards, they're planning to negotiate prices for 20 Part B and Part D drugs every single year.
Okay, now we're talking. This feels like it could be game-changing for so many people who are struggling to afford their medications. I mean, imagine not having to choose between your health and your financial well-being.
Exactly. And it's not just about the negotiated prices themselves, although those are obviously crucial. This new law also includes measures to, hold drug manufacturers accountable and make sure they're playing fair.
That's interesting. So there are actual consequences. If a drug company tries to, dodge the negotiation process, what happens then?
There are definitely consequences. The PDF mentions that if a manufacturer refuses to negotiate or doesn't comply with the agreed-upon prices, they could face some pretty hefty taxes and penalties.
Wow. Okay. So they mean business. It makes sense, though. You need those guardrails in place to make sure everyone is playing by the rules and that this whole system actually works.
You got it. It's about creating a more level playing field and ensuring that access to affordable medications isn't a luxury, but a right.
Well said. So to recap, we've covered a lot of ground here. This new law is bringing about some major changes to Medicare, especially when it comes to prescription drug coverage. We're talking about more vaccines being fully covered, a hard cap on insulin prices, lower overall out-of-pocket costs for medications, and for the first time ever in the U.S. Medicare, directly negotiating drug prices with those big pharmaceutical companies.
And We've really just scratched the surface. This is a complex piece of legislation, and the specifics of how these changes will affect each person will depend on, you know, their individual circumstances, their health needs, and the specific details of their Medicare plan.
That's a really important point. So even though this deep dive has been super helpful in understanding the big picture, what would you say to folks who are listening and feeling a little overwhelmed, wondering what it all means for them personally?
I'd say, knowledge is power. This deep dive was a great first step, but now it's about, you know, digging deeper, reading through those plan details carefully. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And remember, there are resources available to help you navigate these changes.
You got that right. Don't hesitate to reach out to your plan provider or like a trusted healthcare advocate if you need clarification. And hey, you can always revisit this deep dive too.
Absolutely. It's all about being proactive and informed so you can make the best decisions for your health and your wallet.
Well, there you have it. Your deep dive into the Medicare changes coming in 2025 and beyond. We covered the good, the even better, and what it all means for you.
And remember, this is an evolving landscape, so stay tuned for updates, keep asking questions, and most importantly, stay engaged with the conversation.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and take care.